because I'm joined by the man in whose honour the cake was made.
Okay.
Larry, I think you're known as Lar Brennan, Larry, is that right?
Yeah, I'm called everything except early in the morning.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, I'm called Lar, which would be more prominent in my family, and then Lawrence, and then L-A-U, and that's it. But I don't mind being called whatever.
And I gather that you're the last of the Brennan Delaneys, is that right?
That's absolutely correct. The last one standing, yeah, that's me.
Born in Coon West.
In Coon West, County Kilkenny.
Lar, tell us, what is the story behind Hitler? Because, you know, this causes a stir and people get very kind of upset about this kind of thing. Why on earth did you have Hitler in a party hat on your birthday cake?
Well, I had great admiration for Hitler's army, the way he dressed, his immaculate uniforms and his equipment. And his equipment in England is very, very much sought after today as well. And that's why I become interested in collecting swords, daggers and all sorts of things. And Hitler's equipment got priority with me. And commands a very high price, unfortunately, today. And you would have thought that the British would be totally against anything German, but far from it. They're all into German stuff in England, more so than in Ireland. But the real serious collectors in Ireland, which went for a lot of Hitler's daggers and youth daggers and memorabilia.
People will be pretty shocked by this, Lar. I mean, Hitler, you're into collecting, I think, memorabilia and antiques and old cars and things like that. But I mean, for most people, Hitler would be the man who caused, you know, absolute mayhem, the torture and death of millions of people.
Yeah. But then again, I'm not politically minded because I don't believe in politics.
Are you there with us, Lar? Have we lost Lar? I think we've lost Lar. We'll get him. We'll get him back again. There you have it. Listen, Lar. Sorry about that. You've a new phone, I gather.
Yeah, it's given me a little bit of complications. I'm no Einstein when it comes to telephones.
Listen, you're grand. Lar, I was just saying to you, most people think that, you know, obviously that Hitler is the evil man who killed so many people in Germany and all over Europe. You were saying you're not political.
No, I'm not political whatsoever because with politicians, it's like a race. And there's always somebody trying to get out front there. And the jockey will be trying to strive to get out in front to win. And to me, the politicians are like that, and they say, you know, forget about the truth, make it interesting, sort of thing, you know. And that doesn't tie with me. I like honesty with people, and I'm afraid I part company with politics in that respect.
But are you saying you admire Hitler, Lar?
I admire Hitler because his army is so disciplined. And he had great command over the people, and he fought for the people of his country, like, and sort of, and he was behind them, like, and they were behind him. And, you know, they took three nations to beat him, like, you know, and he must have some power.
And all the people that he burned, and...
Yes, well, there's a sinister thing about behind that as well, and I don't want to go into politics, but apparently... that there's two sides to every story, and I heard the other side of the story, that the people that he put to death were spoiling the economy of his country by devaluing the Deutschmark.
Oh, holy God, I can't even let you say that, Larry, because I think that's just so offensive to people, you know. I mean,
yeah,
that's
what I heard.
Proven again, you know, and again.
Yeah, but that doesn't sort of...
And why did the kids get why did your daughter get the cake for you then, Larry? Was it a surprise?
It was a surprise because she knew I collected all sorts of stuff like that, you know. I collect motorbikes. Well, I'm not saying that I have masses of motorbikes, but I've got a great interest. I have a few motorbikes. I collect guns, swords, any memorabilia, any that's old and antiquish, and interested, great interest in history, like, you know.
And do you have Hitler memorabilia?
I do, yeah. I have some of the Luftwaffe helmets, which is very, very rare. It was the ground force of the Luftwaffe. As you know, the Luftwaffe was the air force, the German air force. They also had a ground command as well. And I have one of them in mint condition, which is rare to have. And I've got a very early Nazi dagger, which I treasure. And that's about it. I haven't got an awful lot of memorabilia because it's very, very expensive and very hard to get.
And are you part of kind of a group of people? Like, are you an enthusiast with others then for Hitler and Hitler memorabilia?
Well, no. I have an interest in people of all kinds. Interest not only in Hitler, but Irish. Irish is very hard to get hold of. Very early Irish swords, they make a lot of money when they come up to auction, and sometimes they go beyond my means to buy them, but I would like to have them, but they're very, very scarce. I do have a 1798 sword from the Battle of Vinegar Hill, and I have contacts with people that collect all sorts of things, and if they've got something I like, I'd probably swap.
And what kind of people are into the Hitler memorabilia?
Well, they like the quality that they're made, and they last much longer. They try to make reproductions, but they're nothing like the real thing, like, you know.
And Lar, you left Coon, I think, when you were 18, and went to live in England for a long time and worked as a mechanic. Is that right?
That's correct. Well, before I left Coon, briefly, I worked on the turf bog, or peat bog, whatever you like to call it, in a place called Monagore, which is about a mile and a half from Castlecomer, up the Yellow Road. And that time, the council was hiring people, and there wasn't much money about, so I was there, and I think it was £8 a fortnight or something like that, which was great money. And I stuck it out till the term finished, and then I took up apprenticeship in Castlecomer as a trainee mechanic. And I spent there for a number of years, and I finished. And then in 1957, there was no work about, nothing to be had, so I headed off for England. And then I went up to Manchester and took up training to be a trapeze artist, and stayed there for 3 years. And then I had the end to get back to my trade, and then I come back to London and took up mechanicing again. Then I come home there 22 years ago, and I'm retired now, of course.
Did you say a trapeze artist?
Sorry?
What did you say? Did you say a trapeze artist?
That's correct, yeah.
Right, in the circus.
In the circus, it was a catcher.
Yeah.
You know, you're swinging upside down, and the lady sort of doing the hard work, doing the double somersaults, and then you catch her, you know, by the wrist as she comes flying across to you.
Somebody, Laura, people are listening, obviously, on the radio, but a listener's called to say that she's shocked to hear what Laura is saying about Hitler, and that you shouldn't have airtime. And what would you say to that? People are saying that's racist,
well,
that you couldn't possibly, you know, after all that's been proven about Hitler's support Hitler, and people find it almost unbelievable.
Yeah, well, everybody has their opinion, and you'll always get somebody that has a different opinion and they haven't actually experienced the whole situation. I'm not condoning anything that Hitler has done. That's totally a barrier against that, but I'm just sort of saying admiration for his army. I've also great admiration for the Swiss Army Palace Guards. They have got brilliantly dressed, military dress.
The Vatican.
So
you did antiques and everything. You also acted, I gather, as well as being a trapeze artist. You acted in a film with Richard Burton.
That's right, Anne of the Thousand Days. I done the execution scene on that of Thomas More, and a few other bits. I done the a hunter out in the woods, deer hunting, when a message come to Henry that the child was born by Anne Boleyn, Anne of the Thousand Days, and he went back screaming to the palace, "It's a boy, it's a boy." And of course he was all excited, but when he got back to the palace, of course it was a girl. And that started the whole eruption of Anne being, beheaded.
And you executed, in Anne of a Thousand Days, you were the executioner of Thomas More.
Of Thomas More. And then there's a French executioner for Anne, because she was of French origin. And when the executioner had pulled his sword, drew his sword to take off her head, she kept staring at him and he couldn't do it. So he said to her, "Look away." As soon as she looked away, he swiped her head off. And very good, very realistic thing, like, you know.
Gory. Well, listen.
Probably one of the best films I've enjoyed doing, you know.
Right. And you've done other films as well.
Yes, I've done, well, small bits in The Minder. Was on that. Done a detective part on that. Searching for a body out in the woods. And was on Robin Hood. The one where Kevin Costner played the part of Robin Hood. And the funny thing about it was, I only seen Kevin Costner a few times, you know, and I had a visual recollection of him. So I saw this guy in his whole camouflage and his face painted. And I said, "My God," I said, "you look like Kevin Costner." He says, "I am Kevin Costner." I said, "How come? Are you standing in?" He says, "Well, in America, we don't mind spending money. We spend the money on the real actor as a stand-in. Now, a stand-in's job is the same sort of stature as the real actor, and they line up the camera, so it saves money not using the real actor, you see."
Larry, you're 79 now.
I'm 79, yeah.
And you're living in Goran.
I'm living in Goran at the moment, but... I hope we're moving out of there.
Listen, are you surprised at the reaction to the Nazi cake?
I was, but the photographer said in the beginning to me, he said, "You could have all your windows smashed in and all this." I said, "Well, you know, I'd like the picture taken. There's no sort of big thing about it. It's only a bit of laughter that my daughter, and to spoil her a bit of fun as well, like, you know." And they said, it's not meant as a derogatory sort of thing against the people running, you know. And, you know, it could be even Stalin. It could be anybody like that, you know. And, I mean, people do have, you know, very sort of short memories, like, you know, they're sort of thinking, "Oh, well, this is it."
Well, I don't know. Maybe people would think that you had a short memory, you know, who might be relatives of all the people that Hitler killed. But look, Lara, thank you for taking our call this morning.
That's all right, Sue. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
All the best.
Thank you. The last, apparently, Lara Brennan there, originally from Coon West in Kilkenny, the last of the Delaney Brennans, went to England. I had no idea. So we were tracking this down all yesterday afternoon, because I guess there was, I suppose, quite rightly so, kind of an "oh my God" element to this photograph. By the way, in case you've just tuned in, it's on page 30 of the Kilkenny People this morning, or yesterday, but this week's Kilkenny People. The photo is by Tom Brett, and it's of Larry Brennan and his daughter, Maria, who's in England, apparently. And he's cutting his birthday cake. Looks perfectly innocuous at the River Court Hotel. But there's a picture of Hitler on top of the birthday cake. And we were interested in the backstory. And it turns out that Lara, I suppose, uncomfortably, very uncomfortably, is... an admirer of Hitler and his army. You're listening to the Sue Nunn Show here on KCLR.